Hi guys, it's Mike here, Desirous Prime. Back after a lengthy absence, and here to talk about the future of my content. We'll cover this podcast first. I'm burned out with wrestling, honestly. I know we've got like WWE, and we've got AEW, NWA Power, and Impact's doing better, and that stuff, New Japan, but I'm honestly, for the time being, I'm done with wrestling, mostly. I don't watch the shows, I don't watch the pay-per-views or anything, I haven't watched any AEW, the passion isn't there at the minute. It's not to say it won't come back, it probably will. It usually does. But for now, there won't be any more wrestling-related podcasts on this site for the foreseeable future. I did kind of create this podcast with the intent of discussing my DCUO and GTA-related content more, so I'll probably try and get out some more content related to that. Speaking of, let's talk about YouTube, shall we? This whole Copper thing, or Copa, however it's pronounced, it's something to do with child protection, which, you know, is fine. I don't mind that. Bit of BG to the best of my knowledge, because this whole thing is a confusing mess. It's a dangerous, potentially very expensive, confusing mess. Some time ago, I think it was last year, it might have been earlier this year or even longer ago, YouTube got caught by the FTC downloading personal information or gathering personal information or something. So, on kids, apparently, so they could better target their ads towards children. Why you target your ads towards children, I don't know. It seems very predatory. A lot like some video game companies are doing, EA, 2K, with their E for Everyone games that have loot boxes. YouTube were rumbled, basically. They got a fine, they paid the fine, and now there's this whole thing where basically YouTube is passing the buck onto, in terms of content that could be deemed dangerous or, you know, generally bad for children. And there's, so it falls down to the creators to moderate their channels, police their channels, but the problem is the confusion. Now, let's take my channel, for example, on YouTube. I do, my stuff I would generally say is teen or mature, with the exception of maybe Cobalt, the Immortal Scrub, my Fortnite movie, and stuff that I've done that I have directly, intentionally left out the more mature content, Doctor Who, the Magnus years. Those things, yeah, they can be deemed as for kids. But there are other things on there that I don't personally classify as for kids. My Transformers reviews, 13, the DCUO, Dark Savior and all that, Transformers are so. None of that I classify as for kids. But the problem is, in the FTC guidelines and their list of things that are for kids are toys, video games, cartoons, animation, all that fun stuff that kids like. Now let's just take my Transformers reviews as an example. I swear a lot in my videos. It's just, I swear a lot in life. It's not one of my finer qualities, but it's me. Excuse me. I tend to have a very uncut, unfiltered vocabulary. It's just part of who I am. Now, my toy reviews are no different. So you would think, if I'm reviewing, for example, not my last review, that was Blitzwing. My review before that was Titans Return, Blur and Nautica. And I referred to Blur's colour scheme as basic bitch. That's not a kid-friendly comment. Because he's just blue. He's very basic bitch. Or when I was ranting and raving about Combiner Wars Deathsaurus being a Skylynx repaint. Some those comments weren't for kids. Chin, 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 piss off. That kind of thing. But here's the problem. The videos contain toys. Toys are for kids. So I'm in this situation where I don't know which side of the fence my videos will fall on. I know where they fall personally. On a personal level, I would brand them as not for kids. Because I swear a lot, there's colourful language. But legally, and we're talking $42,000 legally here, per video, if I were to brand a Transformers review as not for kids, they could turn around and say, well, actually, it's got toys in it, it is for kids, and fine me $42,000. And that's money I don't have. And it's fucking mental. Video games. A lot of my other content comes from video games. DC Universe Online, Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead Redemption, if/when they add the Rockstar editor. Now, the Red Dead and the Rockstar games in general fall under, you know, mature. They're 18 rated. DCUO falls under teen. But would that be enough? Would I be safe? Or would YouTube or the FTC or whoever fucking go through these videos in order to deem whether they're safe for kids or not? Will they agree? And that's the problem we face. We don't know. I don't know if they will. Transformers are so. You've got fucking, yes, you've got a toy Optimus Prime sat in a doll's house on a toy couch wanking off to porn. What side of the fence does that fall over on? For kids because of the toys, or not for kids because Prime's got a boner? I don't know. Again, I know which side of the fence I would put that on, but I don't know whether they would. I can't be too hard on them because there's a lot of fucking content to go through. Millions of videos uploaded daily. They can't sit through everything, every minute of every video. Because let's face it, I don't do short videos very well. Most of my videos are over 10 minutes. They're not monetized, but they're over 10 minutes because I don't rush them. And they're not going to sit through every second of my videos to determine whether they're kids friendly or not. They'll just probably skim through it, look, see, oh, there's toys. They're for kids. And it's not a risk I'm willing to take because I can't afford to fucking pay the fines. If I get caught out, I don't want to say caught out because I don't believe I would be cheating the system if I put it as not for kids. I feel like this needs more clarification. And apparently we've got till they've extended like the questioning period until December 9th. So we can ask the questions and figure the shit out properly. But it just seems like more trouble than it's worth at the minute. And I'm not going to lie, I've been considering leaving YouTube for a long time now. Because there was this whole verification issue a while back. My channel isn't verified. I don't care to get it verified. I'm not in this for the money. I'm in this as a hobby. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The day I stop making money from this is the day it becomes a job. It's the day I stop being able to do this on my own terms. Because I would have to put out content to get the money. That's not the way I do things. I make my videos when I want to make my videos. That's always how I've been for 10 years. But yeah, this verification thing, apparently certain people will get, this has been reversed by the way, to the best of my knowledge, but apparently certain people were getting their verification ticks removed because they didn't meet the criteria to be verified. And basically verification, YouTube wanted to focus on the celebrities, like The Late Show, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, all that shit. You know, these other famous people who have that other platform to gain exposure called TV. They have their fucking television shows. The movie stars have their cinemas and their DVDs and Blu-rays to gain their exposure and make their money. YouTube, back when I started, had this tagline that's long since disappeared, broadcast yourself. It isn't about that anymore. The smaller creators, the amateurs, if you will, the fucking people from home who just want to make videos, they're being fucked royally. Now, I don't mind, you know, mediating children's exposure to certain things. I'm all for it. I'm a father myself. I don't want my son seeing anything untoward. But there's other things that YouTube have done that have pissed me off. Like the verification issue, like how they pander to celebrities and bend the knee to networks instead of being about the people as they used to be before Google bought them out. It's one of the reasons I'm putting this as a podcast and not recording it as a video, so I can say my piece without risking getting in trouble or anything. So yeah, it looks like, for all intents and purposes, I'm done on YouTube. That doesn't mean I'm done. I've been looking at alternate sites, platforms. I've recently re-uploaded the Dark Savior teaser onto bitchute.com. I've created a channel there, and I'm hoping that will be where I migrate to permanently. Now I'm still, you know, getting to know the site and stuff like that. The one caveat with BitChute and PeerTube as well, which was another one I considered. These are peer-to-peer sites, which I'm not going to go into technicalities of that because I understand it. I just don't know how to explain it. But they are, what's the word I was thinking? Free speech. Freedom of speech is what these sites are about. So you can go on there and do what you want, say what you want, without fear of getting copyright strikes or getting flagged or your channel getting taken down or anything like that. It's, an unfiltered place. It's, you know, quite honestly, a place that suits, an environment that suits me. I'm not a big name. I'm low key. I'm pretty underground, really. But obviously with that, there comes the problem of there being users on the platform that have been banned from YouTube, like Alex Jones, that InfoWars conspiracy guy who was yelling about gay frogs or some shit. Hey, I've got no problem with gay frogs. If frogs are gay, more power to them. If people are gay, more power to them. Doesn't bother me. But, you know, apparently he's moved over to there because YouTube kicked him off. Other things like that. PeerTube, you might find your video, and on the side of it, there might be like where you've got the list of other stuff to watch, you might find porn in there. Doesn't personally bother me, doesn't offend me, but it's just a warning to anybody that may consider watching my content on BitChute that that's the kind of environment I'm migrating to. Doesn't mean I'm going to become like that. It just means that's where I am. Right now I'm considering this as I'm just moving house. I'm leaving YouTube and I'm going somewhere else. Because I really don't want the hassle that comes with this whole fucking copper FTC thing. So, yeah. At the moment, I'm trying to figure out what I'm packing up and taking with me. All I know so far is that definitely my GTA Series 13 and any associated content with that, spin-offs, one-shots, that kind of thing, as well as the Saviorverse, which is my DCUO Deseract stuff, Dark Savior, Steel Savior, Taylor and Taylor, all those DCUO videos, they will go as well, and I'll re-upload those there. My main issue is the tour reviews. I don't know if I'm going to take them. I'm probably not going to carry on the Transformers the Soap stuff. Yes, that's what got me started, but honestly, that's probably I've got a better chance of coming back to that sometime down the line, because everything I need is up in my bedroom, whereas stuff like the GTA Online, DC Universe Online, we don't know how long they're going to last for. They're still going okay, but a few years from now, they might be shut down. Those servers might be shut down. And I'll have a room full of toys that I can probably go back to Transformers and Soap with. I don't know. At the minute, the Transformers stuff is off the table. The Lego stuff is off the table. I don't know about reviews. I might do them. But all I know for certain is that what's definitely going to be on BitChute will be 13 and any Savior DCUO related content. The rest of it, that's up in the air. My main issue is, I don't really want to shut down my YouTube account, because I still want to stay subbed to the people I'm subscribed to. It's a question of what do I do about my videos on there? Because I've got a lot of videos on my YouTube channel. Let's just have a quick look, see how many I've got. I've got a lot of videos. Let me just go to my video manager. Let's have a quick look. We want to know how you're feeling and how we might improve YouTube as a whole. Fuck off. I will take the survey, but not yet. Is there a... It'll be on my channel, won't it? Tell me how many videos I've got. 224 subscribers. See, yep, low key. Doesn't tell me how many videos I've got. Should tell me somewhere, shouldn't it? I've also got to sort out my plus one channel as well, where I started my reviews. Have a look. See, it's not actually telling me how many videos I've got, but I've got a lot. And all those videos are going to need to be checked and sorted to figure out what ones I can keep and stuff. I don't want to delete anything, but if I can make them private, that'll be great, because then I can just set them as private, no one can find them. But will the FTC still fucking clamp down on me for that? I don't know. So, there's a lot of questions. I'm going to take this survey. I'm going to go to the FTC site and say my piece. And yeah, that's it. I might be done on YouTube, but I'm not done. I'll maybe see some of you over there. I hope to. But yeah, that's about it for now. I just wanted to get my thoughts out there, say my piece. Yeah, I've been Mike Gazzara's Prime. Thank you for listening. I hope to speak to you all again very soon. You shall hear me next time.